A vessel transiting the Nooshogak River apparently hit something overnight that punctured a fuel tank. An estimated 2,000 gallons of diesel leaked from the vessel. KDLG's Mike Mason reports.
Petty Officer Sean Eggert is a spokesman for Coast Guard Sector Anchorage. He says the incident happened around 1 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Sector Anchorage Command Center received a report from the charter vessel Devon. The ship's master reported that he had struck a rock in the Nooshogak River and that he was losing fuel. He reported as being diesel fuel. And at this time, we have an estimate of about 2,000 gallons that went into the water. He was about 10 miles east of Dillingham when it happened. And there weren't any injuries, just damage to the vessel.
The fuel spill was very concerning to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game because of the level of subsistence fishing activity in the lower stretch of the Nooshogak River. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Division of Commercial Fisheries. He flew the river Wednesday afternoon. He says the location of the fuel spill was about halfway between Dillingham and Lewis Point.
We saw some places that we believe there was potentially some sheen, but there was no rainbow sheen, just like slick water places, things that looked kind of suspicious, but couldn't definitively say it was a sheen or not.
Initially, ADF&G advised subsistence fishermen to take the precautionary move of removing gear from the water downriver of the fuel spill. However, Tim Sands says that may not be necessary.
It's probably not as essential to pull your running lines and things like that. I guess if it were me, I'd be real cautious. I wouldn't want to ruin my net, so I'd, you know, make sure it didn't smell anything or didn't look like there's anything in the water if I put my net out, or maybe even just skip a day or two and let things settle out here.
The fuel spill prompted a response from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and the Coast Guard. Responders with both organizations flew into Dillingham Wednesday and apparently inspected the landing craft Devon and interviewed the crew. Petty Officer Eggert confirms that sheening was observed in the Nooshogak River by the crew of a Coast Guard C-130 that did an overflight Wednesday morning. However, it appears the diesel fuel has since dissipated and could not be seen as a sheen Wednesday afternoon. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.